This is Let's Talk Big, The Big Read, with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is What My Bones Know by acclaimed journalist Stephanie Fu. It's the story of her reckoning and healing by investigating the little understood science behind complex PTSD and how it's shaped her life. Here, sharing their insight about the book, What My Bones Know, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Jen Hazel, and I am here with
Jane Berger.
And we're here to talk big about The Big Read. So, Jane, do you have a passage for us?
You know the answer to that. We're going to start slow. Since last time we met, we talked about the author's note. Today, we're going to start with the prologue. So it doesn't matter where you are in the book. This is the first page. So first page, first sentence or question. Do you want to know your diagnosis? And not surprisingly, the next paragraph begins with, I blink and stare at my therapist. She gazes at me from her serene office, where sunshine glows through her gauzy curtains, birdsong bursts through the windows, and one of those little fountains with a giant marble on it burbles, which I guess is supposed to be relaxing. In the back of the room is a framed copy of the poem Desiderata. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. So that's pretty heavy. Of course, you have a right to be here. We all have a right to be here. But since we have inside info, because we've already completed the book, we know how it plays out for Stephanie Fu and her family life. So it's not a surprising question that her therapist says, "Do you want to know?" Sure. Is there fear in that? Maybe the therapist asks that question to all of her clients, because even though they are seeking some help and they're seeking out possibly some answers, maybe when they're faced with that question, the answer may not be what we would think, you know, might be the obvious is yes, of course. Because think of the fear that could come with that answer. I've been living my life in this way, and now there could be a label attached to me. And what does that do for me? I think as a society are very comfortable with assigning labels to things and people. And so how do you adjust to that? How do you feel if that were you? I mean, Again, I try to be very empathetic and think, okay, if I were in her shoes, what would my answer be? And again, initially I thought, well, of course, that's kind of a silly question, but it's not. The fear of the unknown is huge for me. I mean, ignorance is bliss is kind of one of my favorite little lines, like, you know, what I don't know can't hurt me. Could that apply to this as well? You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think I want to talk about those gaudy curtains first. So if we could have a conversation about those curtains, then I can move on. No, in all seriousness, I think I kind of have mixed feelings. One, like that fear of the unknown is really hard. But at the same point, it's almost like it akens back to me. Someone, and actually I think she says this at one point in the book, but I often hear it like, what's wrong with me? What's a matter?
Yeah.
So it's like all of a sudden there's going to be this clarity and this roadmap, but it isn't like that for anyone. I don't believe getting any diagnoses because everyone is so different. Jane, you know this. My son is a nonverbal autistic. And it's not like someone once asked me if I felt better once we had a diagnosis. And I was like, well, yes and no. One, it wasn't a surprise, the diagnosis. It was more like we were trying to fight to get that diagnosis.
Yeah.
But then on top of it, it's like, they're like, well, now you have a path. No, you don't have a path because everyone's experience is different. And sure. while there's a collection of behaviors because it's a neurotype and the neurotype is different and people sure. think differently. While there's certain collection that helps you narrow out other things and narrow in autism, it doesn't mean everyone's path is the same because it's a spectrum, and it's a spectrum for a reason, because it doesn't look like a line. It looks more like a jagged puzzle, like a pie,
right.
and where everyone has different
right.
stuff. And I, not being a therapist or not being a psychologist or not anything like that, I guess I wonder if mental health is somewhat in the same way, because everyone's experience thus is different. Like, someone's diagnosed with depression, it doesn't mean everyone's road is the same, because different things affect us differently based on our experiences, based on our chemical makeup, based on
Correct.
All sorts of things. So, yes,
well, and
no.
Vary.
And treatment's
yeah,
different
treatments.
Based on what people need.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
Right.
So, and the willingness for, you know, those seeking treatment to be able to either afford it, be willing to accept it, and, you know, and then try to move forward within whatever a diagnosis may be. And this kind of, and I know I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but it just really makes me think, when we were talking, you know, when I kind of brought up labels and such, made me think of our event that we have coming up the first part of November, the Human Library, where the goal of that is to help remove those labels that people have been shackled to. You know, why can't I just be, you know, Jane? Do I have to be, you know, Jane with anxiety, or Jane with depression, or, you know, Jane with PTSD, or, you know, whatever label I've been wearing? I just think it would be so difficult to overcome that label in other people's eyes. Of course, you can't control that. So, plug for the Human Library. The goal of the Human Library is to help people unjudge others, and to have a conversation so that you better understand what people live with on a daily basis, and how our perceptions, and again, another plug for one of our programs that just occurred, you know, previously, is the Confronting Biases. What types of biases do we hold within ourselves that we may not even be aware of? So opening up some self-awareness is what I think one of our goals is for this big read, to help learn more about what people, you know, struggle with, cope with, live with, making everyone more aware of that, and removing any label or judgment that's attached to that.
I think it's a little bit of a mix, Jane, too, because labels are, I don't know that labeling is right, because labels are important in a sense. We're thinking of labels as, I think, we're looking at it as like, I wear this brand of clothing, but
yeah.
it's more like this, like, my son needs to have that label, and I'm using air quotes here that only our producer mm-hmm. can see, that, like, my son needs that to be able to help him function in the world. And it's more about inclusion, in a sense that it's like, you understand better me and accept me for who I am. So I think it's like, in a sense, it's almost like that's important, but it's important to have more of an understanding and awareness of not that label, because label always seems to, it shouldn't, but it does have, it has a negative connotation. I tell my English students, every time we talk about evaluating something or critiquing something, they're like, it doesn't have to be negative, but it just has that in our culture. So it's in a sense of saying, like, here is who I am as an individual, and there's lots of things that I do have this, and I want you to accept me for who I am with this. But we're going to have to take this to a part two, Jane, because we are just going on and on. So we're going to hold here, and we're going to come back with a part two But thank you all for listening. So we will be back the following week with the part two. So for myself and for Jane Berger, keep talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.